Five.
Thirty.
I just put something on the phone. I always do. I see him out there on the list. Yeah, grabbing the wind. Got time.
Okay. We will get started. Roll call, please.
Badger. Eck.
Here.
Metcalf.
Here.
Rogers.
Here.
Highland.
Here.
Westcott.
Here.
And Skrull.
Here. Seven in attendance. Derek, I'm going to turn this over to you to bring everybody up to speed. I know there's been, you know, in the community talk about legacy coins, and why don't you let the board know what's going on.
Sure. Well, we've got a really exciting project to present to the board tonight, and I'll provide you with just kind of a general overview, and then Dirk McCormick has joined us tonight, a representative from Legacy Park Sports, to help answer any specific questions if the board has them after this, but hope to be able to answer a lot of questions with this. So Legacy has requested a 10-year property tax abatement from all the local taxing municipalities. Specifically, they requested an abatement of the additional property taxes that will be directly caused by the construction of a multi-purpose indoor-outdoor sports and events complex to be located within Legacy Point Development adjacent to Shields. The current combined Springfield Park District and the SRD property taxes for the property are approximately $200 a year. So what we currently collect off of what is now farmland is $200 a year. The abated property taxes in question are really the additional taxes that will be generated, that would not be generated had it not been for the sports complex going in. And the beta property taxes would be invested back into the sports complex and be used solely for maintenance of the facility. So barring the following two exceptions, it's my understanding that all the other local municipal agencies have approved the tax abatement. One is the Sangamon County Water Reclamation District. They were unable to approve the abatement due to some bond restrictions and bond covenants. We've checked with our bond counsel. We do not have those same bond restrictions. It's not a problem for us. Number two, the Springfield Airport Authority, they approved a property tax reimbursement rather than an upfront property tax abatement, and we'll talk a little bit more about that here in a second. So we've met with Dirk McCormick, and we've met with developer Steve Lukert, had several discussions with them. We've kicked around several different ideas of what a potential agreement between the park district and Legacy would look like, and I think in the end we've developed a draft agreement that has some real value to the park district. A copy of that agreement was included in the board packet last week for your review, and there's really three points that I wanted to kind of discuss with the board today and share with you. One, instead of an upfront tax abatement, we're proposing a reimbursement after the county's collected property taxes and distributed them to the park district. We would then rebate them back to Legacy Sports, similar to the approach that the airport authority took. And I think this approach is important because it allows us, you know, generally places us in a better position, allows us to maintain control as well. So we've proposed that to Legacy Park Sports. They have agreed to this term. Number two, we've requested some deeply discounted rental fees to use both the indoor and the outdoor sports complex for park district programs and special events. We may host some tournaments or some other things out on site. And we've requested some, again, some deep discounts on rental fees. Legacy has agreed to this term as well. And the third and final one, we've requested free marketing opportunities throughout the facility to help educate all the out-of-town guests that will be coming to Springfield and staying, or even people from Springfield that will be going out there, to help educate them on all of the partnership facilities and programs, the zoo, the botanical garden, the Carillon, our special events, things that are available to them during their stay in Springfield.
Can you get a little more specific about that?
Sure. I don't know the name of the package, don't may recall, but we specifically asked for 20 placements throughout the sports complex. So it's my understanding that Legacy Park Sports has a relationship with 8Sign where they're producing all of the signs to make sure it's some standard signage throughout. So we work with Ace on actually getting the signs up. And it's basically our discretion of what we want to advertise throughout. And that's 20 placements per year, every year, for the life of the reimbursement for 10 years. And that, I think, Legacy Sports is actually selling that as a sponsorship package. And do you recall the value on that, of what you're selling that for, Dirk?
$25,000 a year.
Yeah, and I think that's the only thing that has any real value to the park district. We've got most of our own facilities and things, unless we found something that was bigger than we could handle. And I think that the advertising and marketing, where we can work as a partner, to where we are putting our things front and center, where these people who are coming in and kind of a captive audience can see that there's other things here. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can drive up some zoo attendance. Maybe we can get some things over at the Nelson Center, Botanical Garden, things of that nature. I think that's the most beneficial part to us of this. The rentals, I honestly would be very surprised if we used it all.
Yeah. Well, we'll see, and we wanted to put it in the agreement up front so it's there if we use it, right? So so those are the three big things that we've requested of Legacy Park Sports. They've agreed to all three of them. So we think this is going to be a great addition to the community. We support the sports complex. We believe it's a solid agreement. We think it has great value to the park district, value actually equal to or greater than the proposed property taxes that we would be giving up and reinvesting back into the sports complex. So staff recommends approval of this next week during the board meeting, but I'm happy to help answer any other questions that may come up.
Sure. The only other questions I have, and this is just something that my 12 years on the city council led me to the experience to ask this question. If your ownership group changes or if you sell to another entity, what happens to this contract? Is it passed to the next entity? Or is this just an agreement with you?
You know what, I actually have to review this agreement, so I don't remember exactly what they're asking right now.
That would be my only thought, is that we know you, and we have a relationship with you now, we've done these negotiations with you, but if something happens where your ownership group gets bought out, bring in a new partner, or if you turn around and get bought out by another corporation, I'd like to know what our rights would be.
So Legacy would have the ability to assign the contract to somebody, but it requires our written approval.
Okay.
So it's our discretion. Yeah.
That would be.
But they don't have to assign it.
No, I'm saying if they desire to, they would have to come to us and request our permission.
So transfer this to another.
Right. Okay. Right.
All right.
But if we did the rebate way, then we wouldn't bill. We would be in control.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if there's, and I don't anticipate this, but if there's ever any legal question about that, we've already collected the property taxes, right? It's up to us, to make a decision whether we reimburse it at that point. Again, I don't anticipate that, but that's part of that control issue that we talked about.
Well, and somebody else, tangential conversation with someone, they said that we need to really protect that bond rating. We've got the A++ right now. I mean, we've got a really substantially high rating.
We do.
Staying in control of it is going to help us keep that rating right where we want it to be. So this is a better opportunity for us to protect our financial standing.
Yeah, we think it's a good agreement. We're excited about the sports complex coming in. In a lot of communities, it's the park district that's managing something like this, and we just don't have the capacity at this point to do it. So, and in that situation, it's government property, so it's off the tax rolls too. So, we support it.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you. Thank you for coming to answer questions. We appreciate it.
Thanks, sir.
All right, Stephen, you're up first.
So as far as staff report, I only have one addition to my staff report, and that was to let the board know that we've been working on the new budget, the FY24 budget. We're actually nearing the end of the process. Our objective is to bring the draft in March, so we can have that review with the objective of approval in April. We have it for a month plus. So that's what we're working on. I think we're based on the meeting we had today. I think we'll get there. And so we'll see how that goes.
going to let any cats out of the bag early because it's still a work in process.
Okay.
Too soon for me to say.
Uh-oh, he's giggling. Always makes me nervous.
Still processing.
He's over here raising his hand.
I know, right?
You okay. Didn't say work in progress. You said work in process.
That's right.
You picked up on that, huh?
A distinction without a difference?
Ooh, I like that. A distinction without a difference.
Yes, that would be.
All right. Record maintenance, Angie?
Yes, ma'am. We just have a couple additional items we want to come out. So staff was asked to come up with a small program that would do a spotlight on park features. So our team has completed that. So last month it was actually Lincoln Park. And this month it is Comer Parks, which ties in with Black History Month, and there is a tie with Comer Parks, who the park is named after. He was a very prominent African-American in the community, so that's a project that's up and running, and staff will continue to select those parks on a monthly basis. And
that can be a good
one. Yeah. And you can certainly find those on our website under news.
And you're putting it on social media as well.
Oh, yeah.
So that's out there for the public to consume. And then also the new information is going out for summer camp programs. So that went out last month. So that's a very nice piece. So we're finalizing summer camp already.
Can't get here soon enough. I don't have any kids at home, and it can't get here soon enough. All right. Thank you, Angie.
You bet.
Long-range planning?
Attached with my staff report, I see some pictures of some ongoing projects that we kind of do behind the scenes here, from road work to building shelves and police headquarters to tree trimming, all kinds of stuff. We do a lot of these little types of things in the winter. So plenty of those to go around. One big thing is Kiwanis Oslog, which you guys all know, we were the Oslog grant for Kiwanis. Had a meeting last Friday with the Family Guidance Center and got the sewer easement all lined up with them. So we're ready to go. As you know, Kiwanis Park does not have a sewer, so we'll be tapping into the sewer on the Family Guidance Center property. So we got all that done, which was the first step pretty much in kind of the planning process of that whole thing. So we should hopefully break ground on that installation here within a month and a half or so when the weather breaks. That'll be a nice part of the project. We'll be able to get three quotes on that and get the sewer line installed. Mm-hmm. We'll be ready to go. So one step at a time here and get things rocking. So we're still working on the shelter, trying to finalize some designs on what the bathroom and shelter looks like. There's a couple options to go look at. Sometimes on visual, I want to see it. Besides just on a blueprint, so there's a couple up north. You might go take a look at it and see if that's kind of what we're wanting to do. So we're working on some of the Kiwanis things behind the scenes. Staff all went to the conference. Great time in Chicago. Hope you guys had a good time. We did. Had a lot of great classes. My staff took classes on prescribed burning, which is what we do, on management, construction bonds. I mean, they had everything. So we took advantage of that conference. And one last thing is staff is still chipping away in drainage work at Lincoln Green. So that's
on my list.
September 2019 plan that we put together, we still keep chipping away. There's some money in the bonds. And that's what staff is using that bond and money to do those projects. So
how is that? Are you starting on the worst holes first?
We're starting a combination of the worst holes.
Because there are a couple holes that become almost unplayable. I'm not a big
there are, but those would be ones where we will probably have to contract out. That would be a huge sum of money. We just got the bond money right now. So whatever I have budgeted,
kind of
a big dent as much as we can in staff without, you know, bidding an hour of contract out. If we can do it, staff in-house, we're going to do that first.
Well, listen, any improvement is going to be noticed and appreciated. It's you know, Lincoln Greens has come so far.
I agree.
I mean, let's be real here. From when we took it over.
Yeah. I don't realize that, but you see it firsthand.
Oh, my goodness. but...
There's problems, and I said there's not problems.
No, but that's really the only thing out there that... I mean, the carts, which the paths, which we're almost finished with, right? And so that's a huge improvement. And then the drainage. Those were the two biggest things, and one of them is almost finished, and the other we're working on.
Yep.
So thank you for that.
Yes.
I do have to ask, do we ever get this, and this is so random, but do we ever get the bathrooms at Enos Park, do we get a combination lock on those? Just because that's something the Neighborhood Association asked for.
The project is done, and that'll get submitted back to the city for the TIF refund. That's one of those projects.
How is that coming along? Did we get...
The lights are done. The locks are done. The Enos Playground is on-site. Can't install it yet through the weather. The German paving is already bid out. It'll get better in the spring. And German playground additions are on-site. My staff, district staff, will install that in the spring, the remaining portion.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Then once all those are done, we'll submit for reimbursement to the TIF.
One other random question. And then I'll save the rest for when it's not everybody. Are we planning on doing the programming at Comer Cox again?
Yep.
And are we going to start a little earlier or try to start a little earlier with hiring people and getting it going so that, I know it's an issue, but, we haven't been starting until like almost July, 2 years in a row, and I'd love to see it moved up.
Yeah, I think in our defense, the city was,
some
delayed commitments on payments in the beginning that really put us kind of behind the eight ball.
I know that.
I wasn't done.
I just would like to know if we're on track.
Yeah.
To start early.
That is our plan. Age and I were just talking about that this week or last week. So yes is the answer to that. We're also working hard to get reimbursement from last year's program.
I know.
The city has committed $125,000 to fund summer of 22 program, which was last summer, that we haven't yet got reimbursement on. So we're trying hard to get reimbursed for those expenses that we've already paid out for last year. Also, we're trying to get a commitment for this year. Both the mayor and city aldermen have verbally committed to putting it in the budget for their fiscal year.
And their budget process is now.
And
they have to approve by the end of the month.
The end of February?
Really? Yeah, so any leverage, any relationships that anybody has to help
us? If it was budgeted on last year's budget for last summer, then it's in the fiscal year that's ending at the end of February.
It wasn't in last year's budget.
So you're looking at an added
I take that back. They made a budget amendment.
They did. It passed.
Yeah, they made a budget amendment to fund it last year.
Then they should be able to pay it now. Right. Before the close of this month.
They're trying to push us through CDBG money. So we've jumped through all the hoops and completed all the grant documents. We've submitted it to them. We're just playing the waiting game.
So we're looking for that, plus we're looking for the coming year.
Right.
Okay.
And our commitment for 23 is at 125 as well.
Various aldermen have communicated different things throughout the process, in excess of 125, maybe 150, but I haven't seen anything. I haven't had any written communications that verify any of that, so it's an unknown. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if it's in the budget. I don't know if they're including it. I've inquired multiple times to try to get an understanding of it to address the issue that President Scrooge was asking. Hey, are we going to have the program or are we going to have funding? So. Right now,
it's been tremendously successful.
It's been wildly successful.
Beyond, my expectations, certainly. I mean,
absolutely.
It's just been fantastic.
Yeah.
It's
just
I'll
program.
Work on that, and then I'd be
Thank
happy
you.
To facilitate any help with the high school of trying to hire and get to the guidance counselors and the district principal. I have
great.
A really good relationship with the
good.
District.
Good.
So just, great. I mean, I'll start putting bugs in ears, but just let me know what you need.
Great.
Oh, good.
Appreciate that. Yeah, because that is challenging, and I think with the CDBG money, there's some geographic limitations on where we pull those candidates from. And I know Angie and the rec departments reached out to not the Boys and Girls Club. I can't remember a couple. The Urban League to try to kind of start building that relationship.
You know, you should also try the outlet.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good idea.
Yeah, Mike.
They have a lot of kids that age.
And then Marcus Johnson of the Urban League and Tiffany Mathis at the Boys and Girls Club.
Yep.
Very good.
And they're right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Chief?
Gosh, January was a relatively quiet and...
Are you knocking?
We had a significantly diminished number of other agency assist calls from December, a lower number of in-house calls from December. The month went by without any crimes against persons being reported that occurred within January. To clarify, we had one of those reported during the month of January, but it occurred back in September. So that's a great month for us. Took advantage of a little bit of a lighter winter workload and got a couple of pretty significant training mandates completed for a couple of full-time officers, myself included. And yeah, it was a nice diversion from some of the stuff that we do in the warmer weather.
Let's replicate that.
Rest up. Rest up. I heard a rumor spring is coming.
It's not in the January report, but so we did a little community policing over the weekend. We had a combined Pawnee Police Department, Rochester Police Department, Park District Police Department, trivia team for the annual crime stop.
How'd she do?
And there's no way to put it, but we just...
Can't sugarcoat that one, huh?
But it was, I remember looked at that board as I was bringing the score sheets out. Oh, boy.
I think there's, don't feel bad. I think there's some professional, basically professional people out there, and they live for that stuff, the big ones. And
well, we walked in feeling pretty good, because the police department did well at the in-house trivia tournament last year and the year before, so we walked in feeling pretty good about that, and, I'm pretty short to begin with, but I walked out there feeling about 3 hours as I walked back to my car.
You mean you didn't know the original names of the Three Stooges? I mean, really?
You know, and Colts versus Giants, the greatest game ever played. And those were not the questions.
No.
So we did that over the weekend. That's not on the last month's report. But again, we appreciate your support. And I guess one thing that wasn't in the report that I'm just delighted about, we finally got an adequate generator at the police department. It's installed. You're never going to see it once we've got the building. It's kind of an out of way location on the back. But that's huge. A 21 kW generator. That'll keep us running via natural gas power indefinitely, no matter what happens in the way of any power outage. And that's a real significant thing for our department to have. And it makes us a much greater contributor if anything bad would ever happen as far as being an emergency command post. This keeps us very viable for if and when bad things occur. So and your support in funding us to the level we can do that is greatly appreciated.
Thank you. Good. Anything else? Anybody?
I want to let Trustee Tyler know, so we are in AA3, which is the core five group. AAA being high, A1 being high, A2 being
high. And climbing.
Yeah, because in the conversation we were talking about the legacy point thing, I was talking with someone in another governmental agency.
So in the last 8 years, we have climbed from A3. A3, 4 steps.
Very significant.
Yeah. And they were saying that, you know, doing the reimbursement rather than the other way was a good way of protecting that rating.
It didn't happen quite that way. 1 year stayed the same, so the next year we jumped.
And by the way, you have to stick around until we get to that top rating.
The one year we were the only municipal agency in Sangamon County that went up when everybody else was going down.
We're the gold standard.
Yeah.
She said it was really funny because it was Dan, the bond advisor. She's like, I think he threw that analyst for this, though. I expect to get the highest rating.
That's where we're trying to head. All right, anybody else? Thank you guys. We're motion to adjourn. I don't know if we need a meeting. Second, all in favor? Aye.